One day, Nityananda Prabhu came to Sachi Devi's house along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sachi Devi brought him some very, very nice sandesh that she had just cooked. And Nityananda Prabhu, in a very unusual way, he just threw the sandesh out the door. And Sachi Mata, she said, "Nitai, now there's nothing for you to eat. I want to give you something. You threw it all away." He said, "No, it's still here." He said, "Just look." And she looked in the plate, and there was the sandesh sitting in the plate. But it had little leaves and grass on it. So she dusted it off and gave it to him. In this way, the wonderful parental affection between Lord Nityananda and Sachi Mata and Malini is a great treasure to meditate upon. Another day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in glorification of Lord Nityananda, he asked for his kopan, and Lord Chaitanya ripped it into small shreds and gave it to each devotee and told them to wrap that around their heads. And he explained, anyone who even touches the remnants of Lord Nityananda, sees his form or chants his name with faith, will achieve love of Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees bathe Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees drank that water. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the great, great power of the Guru and the Vaishnavas, foot wash and remnants, and the great supreme mercy of Lord Nityananda. One day, to everyone's surprise, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very mysterious instruction. He spoke to Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Thakur Haridas that I want you to go to every home and to every person without discrimination of whether they are Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Chandalas, Untouchables, it doesn't matter. Whether they are men or women, it doesn't matter. Whether they are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Everyone is a spirit soul. Everyone has a right to go back to the spiritual world. You give them all this instruction. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. And teach others about Krishna. That is all. Give this simple instruction to all. And you come back every evening and give me a report of how your preaching is going. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur took this order as their life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu finally got the instruction and the blessing. Because as the servant of the Lord, he never considered anything himself. He never thought, "I am giving mercy. I am simply delivering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on his order. That is my life and soul." They would go to each person, everywhere. They were willing to take any risk. And whoever they met, they pleaded with them. "Please chant Krishna's holy names. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real wealth. He is your life and your soul. Stop suffering in this material world of death. Take to the blissful life of Krishna consciousness." And most persons, when they heard Nityananda Prabhu give this appeal, their hearts were melted by his humility. He did not order them, he begged them. The Supreme Master of all masters comes to beg from his servants to be happy, Where else do we find such an act of unlimited mercy? And people would become enlightened, illuminated by his mercy, and give up their materialistic and sinful ways and take to the path of pure bhakti. And others, due to their offensiveness or due to their laziness, they would not listen to him. They would say, no, you go away. I don't have time. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu would fall on his hands and knees with folded palms and beg them, I am avadut. I have come as a beggar, and this is the charity I ask for. Give me the alms of enough faith to take the holy name of Krishna. And if still they refused, Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of all universes, who in his mere partial expansion of an expansion of Mahavishnu, when he inhales, he destroys all the universes within a moment. That same all-powerful Lord comes and falls at the feet of the insignificant jivas who have rejected him and blasphemed him and stolen from him and exploited his property. He could destroy them in a second. He can destroy everything in a second. But he would lay himself prostrate in the dust of the ground at their feet and roll in the ground and with tears in his eyes beg them, please take this great Maha Mantra of the chanting of the holy names. Echo. In the spiritual world, even the echoes are persons. Nothing is impersonal. So one day, while Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were roaming through the streets of Navadvip, they come upon a gathering of people. What are they looking at? And they looked in this gathering and they saw two huge bodied, terrible, terrible personalities. These two persons were intoxicated with strong liquors. And they were just blaspheming everything and everyone and insulting. And they were fighting with one another, pulling each other's hair and punching each other. They were the very epitome of degradation. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur asked someone, who are they? You do not know. All of Navadvip fears these two demons. Their names are Jagai and Madhai. Previously they were Jagananda and Madhavananda. And they were born in very first-class Brahmin families. In fact, their family tradition was full of religion and piety. But somehow or other, from the earliest ages, these two people, they fell into bad association. And they became corrupt. And they became so corrupt, their senses and their minds became so inflamed with lust and anger that at every moment they are drinking strong liquor, wine, and intoxications. They are constantly eating the flesh and drinking the blood of cows and any other animal they can kill. They murder Brahmins. They rape women. They break into people's homes and rob it of everything they have. They abuse the old people. They regularly, every day, set so many homes on fire. There is not a sin they do not commit. And nobody can come near them without being tortured or killed. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he became ecstatic that these two people, they are the best prospects for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. If they take the name of Krishna, if they dance in ecstasy, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will be famous throughout the world. He looked at Haridas Thakur and he said, now, if anyone sees them, they go or touches their shadow, they immediately run and jump in the Ganges to purify themselves. But after these two souls take to the chanting of the holy name and receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy, when people see them, they will think that they have just bathed in the Ganges. He said to Haridas, do you remember when those Mughal executioners beat you in 22 marketplaces and you forgave them and prayed that Krishna gives them bhakti? Let us pray for these two sinful fools and pray that they get bhakti. Let us go preach to them. Haridas Thakur replied to Nityananda Prabhu, just the fact that you desire that they attain pure devotional service, it is already done. That is your mercy. So there was a terrible, terrible environment of all filthy words that they were just crying out. And Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur very loudly, they announced this message. My dear brothers, you are suffering in your own sins. Give up your sinful activities. Live a pure life of service to the Lord. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach the world about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your wealth, your treasure, your life, your soul. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. When Jagai and Madhai heard this, they are telling us like this. They were outraged in anger, with eyes red hot like coals. They looked at Haridas and Nitai, and they called out, "Get them! Kill them!" And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur ran away. And Jagai and Madhai were running as fast as they could to chase them, to beat them, to kill them. Meanwhile, the people around, they were saying, we told you not to do this. We told you don't try to preach to these rascals. There's so many other people to preach to. Now you will die. It serves you right. You didn't listen to us. But the pious people, they were praying to Krishna, please save them. They're such saintly persons. Please save them. Meanwhile, they were running and running, and Jagai and Madhai were running. It was a very, very exciting chase. And while they were running, Lord Haridas Thakur said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that you are a madman. Why did you preach to them like this? Somehow or other, I escaped my life from those moguls who were beating me. But today, because I'm traveling around with such a madman like you, I'm going to lose my life. Nityananda Prabhu replied, why you call me a madman? I am not the madman. It is that personality that gave us this instruction that is a madman. Like a king, he tells us to just preach to everyone without discrimination, to chant the holy names of Krishna. No one has said this before. He's a madman. Think about it. And they were running and running and laughing. And ultimately, Jagai and Madhai, they were, stop. We want to talk to you. And finally, because they drank so much and ate so much meat, they were fat. Very powerful, but fat. So they became exhausted and they could no longer run. So they needed somebody to beat up. So they started beating up each other. Just punching and pounding and pulling hairs and kicking. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, they went to the house of Srivas Thakur, where Lord Chaitanya was waiting for his daily report. So they said, today we met two very, very sinful, degraded people, always intoxicated with liquor. And we asked them to chant, and they chased us and tried to kill us, and we barely escaped with our lives. Lord Chaitanya asked, who are these two people? Gangadas Pandit and Srivas, two very senior members of the Navadvipa Society and two very pure, unalloyed Vaishnavas, they began to explain the atrocities of Jagai and Madhai. The whole town is in fear of them. Even when the king sends a warrant for their arrest to come to court, they just ignore it, and no one dares go near them. Lord Chaitanya said, they are Brahmins? Then why do they behave like this if they are Brahmins? They kill, they slaughter, they're meat eaters, they're drunkards, they're woman hunters, they're robbers. Every word practically that comes out of their mouth is a filthy word that no person could possibly tolerate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, and how they chased to kill Nityananda and Haridas, he said, on this very day, I will take my chakra and kill them. And Nityananda Prabhu, when he heard that, he said, my Lord, please, do not harm them. Give their bodies to me. Let me deal with them. You have come to this world to give everyone Krishna Prema. Let me, on your behalf, give them Krishna Prema. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because of your sincere compassion upon them, they are already saved. This is the power of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Haridas Thakur began to speak to Advaitacharya. He said, you don't know what it's like going on traveling Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda. I'll just tell you a few samples of what he does. We go to the Ganges, and it's infested with all dangerous man-eating crocodiles, and he jumps and starts grabbing their tails and playing with them. And sometimes he sees a little boy, and he starts chastising them. And then the little boy runs home and tells his father. And then the father comes and he runs away and the father starts chastising me. And sometimes he milks somebody's cows and drinks their milk. And sometimes he goes into their houses and he steals their yogurt and curd and ghee and starts eating it. And then the people of the house come and he runs away and they start beating me. And sometimes he goes to young girls and he says, will you marry me? And then they run home and tell their parents, and their parents come out, and he's gone, and I have to talk to them and explain, what is this? He went on and on explaining the wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And today, he went to Jagai and Madhai, and with humble obeisances, he was asking them to chant Hare Krishna and become pure and give up their sins. And they chased us to take our lives. And Advaitacharya said, well, that makes sense. Intoxicated people like to associate with other intoxicated people. Lord Nityananda is completely intoxicated with love of God. So he likes to be with other people who are completely intoxicated with something. He doesn't discriminate. He said he is a madman, and he naturally associates with other madmen. And when Advaitacharya heard this, he just went into a fit of ecstasy. And he said, you see, Haridas, you just wait. And within a few days, he said, this Jagai and Madhai will be in our satsang, dancing in ecstasy and chanting the holy names of the Lord. For Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is upon them. Jagai and Madhai, at one time they camped out at the bathing ghat where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bathe. And they were some distance from Lord Chaitanya's house and Srivas's house, and they would hear the kirtans. And sometimes as they were hearing the kirtans, in their drunken state, they would start dancing. And sometimes they would even imitate the kirtan, not in a mood of devotion, but in a mood of Jagai and Madhai. And one day, Lord Chaitanya was going to bathing ghat. No one would go to the bathing ghats at night alone because Jagai and Madhai. People would go with at least 10 or 20 associates out of fear. So one time Lord Chaitanya was walking and they looked at him and they said, oh, you were singing nice kirtans to Goddess Durga. Please teach us some of these songs. Lord Chaitanya just walked away. He didn't want to waste time with them. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one evening, he specifically went on the road where Jagai and Madhai was. And when he saw them, he approached them. And with folded hands, tears of love in his eyes, great humility and compassion, he begged them, please chant the holy names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna is your life and your soul and your real wealth. Give up your sinful activities. This is the only alms I beg. And he began to preach to them. Jagai and Madhai looked at him with such anger. They said, what is your name? He said, I am Avaduta. When they heard that, they were so Madhai picked up a pot of clay, and this terrible, terrible demon, who in previous birth, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, in their next births, they were Kumbhakarna and Ravana, in the next birth, Shishupal and Dantavakra. These two giant Vijay, they were cursed by the four Kumaras to fall to this world three consecutive births as demons. And they were delivered by Narasingadev, Varahadev, Ramchandra, and Krishna. But when they heard that Gorni Thai appeared, these three demons wanted to come again. So when Madhai smashed Nityananda Prabhu on the head with this pot, we cannot imagine the force. And Nityananda Prabhu's head began to bleed, and blood covered his face and all of his body and his clothes. But he was still living. So Madhai picked up another pot, ready to beat him again. At that time, Jaghai, he said, "My brother, he's a saintly person. What will you accomplish by killing him? Please do not harm him any more than you have." And Nityananda Prabhu looked at Madhai and he said, "I forgive you. I do not mind that you have caused this harm to me, but please take the name of Krishna." Meanwhile, the devotees, in great fear and anxiety, they ran to where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing. And immediately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came running to the spot. His eyes were red like burning coals. His body was trembling in anger. He looked at Jaghai and Madhai. He saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu standing there covered with blood. He raised his arm and he called, "Chakra, Chakra." Immediately the Sudarsan Chakra appeared on his hand, blazing like fire, with the power to destroy all of existence. Jaghai and Madhai were overwhelmed with fear. They saw death personified before them. Lord Nityananda Prabhu intervened. With folded palms and tears of love, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, "Please do not harm them. Please forgive them. Actually, whatever happened to me is not their fault. It is due to my past karma. And honestly, my Lord, I am not unhappy. I feel no pain. Please spare their lives. I pray to you, my Lord. If all of the pious activities of all of my previous births I give to them, and any offenses you may consider that they have incurred upon me, I forgive them. But do not harm them. Because we have come in this age of Kali Yuga as Patita Pavanas to deliver the most fallen. And in this age of Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less Jaghai and Madhai. Please forgive them and give them your mercy. And I want to tell you that Jaghai stopped Madhai from hitting me. He protected me." And when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he became joyful. He said, "Jaghai, you tried to protect my devotee Nityananda Prabhu. I will fulfill all your desires. Ask any benediction. On this day I give you pure love of Krishna." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And when he embraced him, he invoked within Jaghai love of God. Because he made an effort to serve the Lord's devotee in such an extraordinary way. And Jaghai fell to the ground unconscious. And then he got up and fell and grasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he looked up and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested to him his beautiful forearm form, holding the conch shell and the club and the lotus flower and the chakra. And Jagai, his hairs were standing on end, tears were incessantly flowing from his eyes, his body was horripilating in love of God. But Jagai and Madhai were like one soul in two bodies. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to Jagai, Madhai became purified and cleansed of all of his desires for sinful activities. And Madhai fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He grasped his feet in helpless surrender and he said, "Everything I did, Jagai did too." We're a team. Any sin I performed, he performed too. So if you are going to deliver him and give him pure Krishna consciousness, then give me bhakti too. Liberate me too. Please, I beg you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Madhai, "I cannot forgive you. You have offended Lord Nityananda Prabhu." And Madhai said, "But you killed Kamsa and give him liberation. So many demons attacked you with weapons and arrows and clubs and caused so much attack upon your body, and you gave them your mercy and liberated." And Lord Chaitanya said, "But you are worse than them. Because they attacked me, that I don't mind, but you attacked my devotee, Nityananda Prabhu, and his body is more dear to me than my own. His life is more dear to me than my own. He is my life and soul. Therefore, the only salvation for you is if you fall at the feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and if he forgives you." At that time, Madhai, in a great urgent state of devotion, he fell helplessly at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he begged him forgiveness. He begged him for his mercy. And Lord Chaitanya said to Lord Nityananda that Madhai is begging for your forgiveness. Only you can forgive him. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "I have no power. Whatever power I have is only yours. Only you can save them. I am your instrument. But I forgive him." Lord Chaitanya said, "Show that you have forgiven him by embracing him." At that time, Lord Nityananda, whose head was bleeding, whose body was covered with blood due to the terrible assault of Jagai and Madhai, who committed every possible sin there was, but due to circumstances, they never blasphemed a Vaishnav. Previous to this experience, Lord Nityananda Prabhu lifted Madhai and embraced him, and thus cleansed his heart of all impurities. And Jagai and Madhai at that point became two pure saintly devotees of the Lord. And when the devotees saw this, they jubilantly began to dance and chant the holy names of the Lord. Krishna consciousness is transcendentally pleasing to the heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, "Bring Jagai and Madhai to my house." They all met in Lord Chaitanya's house. Jagai and Madhai were sitting at the feet of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. On one side was Nityananda Prabhu. On the other side was Gadadhar Pandit. And Srivas and Advaita and Murari Gupta, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gangadas Pandit, Suklambar Brahmachari, Garuda Pandit, Purushottam, Sadashiva, Haridas Thakur, Vasudev Dutt, so many of the devotees were there gathered. And Jagai and Madhai began to offer beautiful prayers to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after hearing these wonderful prayers of total submission and surrender, the devotees were so happy. And they began to glorify Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda that you have delivered these drunken sinners. And Lord Chaitanya said, never, ever, ever call them drunken sinners again because they are pure. And I want to demonstrate to you their purity. He said, I have accepted all their bad karma of all their previous births. I have taken upon myself all of their sins. And now they are cleansed pure. Just see. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his own body became dark black. All the sins of Jagai and Madhai transformed his body black. He wanted to show the world that he has taken those sins for himself. And Lord Chaitanya, in this most incredible darshan, he asked, how do I look? And Advaitacharya said, you look black like Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said that loudly chant the holy names of the Lord in kirtan, and then I will be relieved of these sins. And where will these sins go? Wherever people are blasphemous of the Lord's devotees, Jagai and Madhai's innumerable sins will go into them. Then the devotees began an ecstatic kirtan of chanting the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya got up in this most incredible form and started dancing. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu began dancing with him. And wonderful kirtan as Gorni Thai were dancing. And then Jagai and Madhai started dancing with them. And all the devotees were dancing. And it was such a kirtan, they were all crashing into each other. Spontaneously, everyone was filled with love, loudly chanting the holy names of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden form in its original illustrious beauty was again restored, and the kirtan went on and on. And after the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they went to the river Ganges along with Jagai and Madhai. And they all took bath in the river Ganges. And in great happiness, they were demonstrating their love for one another by splashing. Lord Chaitanya started splashing his devotees with the water of Ganges. And he was challenging them to splash back. But he was defeating everyone. And then other devotees started having little splash fights. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita. And Lord Nityananda started splashing water in Advaitacharya's eyes. And in great love, he became angry. And he said so many words that were actually glorification. He said, why are you splashing an old Brahmin like me in the eyes? Who are you? Why am I even near you? Why am I touching you? No one knows what is your caste, who is your mother, who is your father, what you eat. You're a madman. And Srivas Thakur, why does he even let you live in his house? Actually, he was glorifying Nityananda Prabhu out of love to show that he's a completely transcendental personality. And in this way they had wonderful fun, and then they had nice, they returned. And had nice prasad. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Jagayan Madhai. He said, whoever puts prasad in the mouth of Jagayan Madhai, Krishna tastes the sweetest nectar from that offering through their mouths. That is how purified and saintly they have become. Jagayan Madhai became such saintly persons. They became so humble, so gentle. They were the servants of the servants of all living beings. They were chanting no less than 200,000 names of Krishna a day. About 150 rounds a day they were chanting, minimum. And they were bowing down to everyone they saw and begging forgiveness for any offenses they may have committed. They were always in the association of devotees, living by the purest, highest standards of devotion. And after Jagai and Madhai were delivered, the demigods were shocked. They had never seen any incarnation do this. We see so many great demons killed by Ram, killed by Krishna. But these demons, who personally inflicted terrible pain on Lord Nityananda, they didn't kill them. They killed their demoniac tendencies and gave them pure, unalloyed devotion in this very life. So the demigods were coming down. And when they saw Jagai and Madhai, such humble, gentle devotees, constantly chanting the holy names and serving the Vaishnavas, compassionate to everyone, they were overwhelmed. They started a big kirtan. All the various major demigods were coming down on their various carriers and chanting the glories of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And then Yamaraj came, along with his secretary, Chitragupta. And Yamaraj saw all the demigods dancing and chanting. And he saw Jagai and Madhai dancing and chanting. He said, please tell me, Chitragupta, what records do we have on this Jagai and Madhai? What is the extent of their sins? Chitragupta said, it cannot be explained. He said that we have hundreds and thousands of scribes continuously writing the sins that they are performing. And we have messengers 24 hours a day constantly coming with more messages about their sins. And the messengers are so fatigued and tired, there's no rest for them. And the scribes are so burnt out by working overtime that they can hardly see, they can hardly talk, they're on the verge of death. And yet the sins just keep coming and coming and coming. We have enough records of their sins as big as a huge Himalayan mountain. But now, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have reduced that mountain of unlimited sins to the size of a sesame seed, and they have thrown it away. Now all these sins are finished. They are pure Vaishnavas. With your permission, we'll take them all and dump them in the ocean. When Yamaraj heard this, the inconceivable power of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he fell unconscious. And for Yamaraj to fall unconscious, this is very special. And there were no symptoms of life. And Chitragupta and the other associates of Yamaraj, they thought that their king was dead. They just sat around him weeping and crying. Yamaraj was lifeless, in ecstasy. And then Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, and so many other devatas, they came and they saw Yamaraj. They were returning from Navadvip and they saw Yamaraj laying there lifeless. They became very worried. What is this? They asked Chitragupta what happened. And he said, he fell unconscious upon hearing about the unprecedented supreme mercy of Gornitai. And then Brahma and Shiva both went to the ears of Yamaraj and began chanting very loudly the holy names of the Lord. And after some time, Yamaraj jumped up, his arms raised, dancing ecstatically like a madman, his limbs trembling, tears flowing from his eyes, crying out the holy names of the Lord. Yamaraj ki! And then Lord Shiva, upon seeing this wonderful kirtan, he started dancing ecstatically. He was dancing so ecstatically, all his clothes fell off. And he didn't even know it. He was oblivious to this world, and his long matted hair was just flying in all directions. He was just calling out very loudly the holy names of Krishna. And Kartikeya and Ganesh, they were right behind Lord Shiva, dancing like madmen, jumping around, chanting the holy name. And then there was Lord Brahma. With his four mouths, he was just incessantly chanting the holy names of the Lord, whirling around and dancing in ecstatic love. And along with him was Kashyapa Muni and Daksha and Bhrigu Muni, and they all had their arms raised. They were all dancing and chanting and singing in ecstatic feelings of emotion. And then there was Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami was just rolling in the ground in ecstatic love. And Narada Muni was dancing so madly he forgot where his vina was. And Ananta Shesha started dancing together with Garuda. And there was Varuna and Surya and Agni and Kubera. All of these gods, they were all together, just dancing and dancing and singing the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and resounding throughout the universe the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Lord Indra. He was dancing and dancing and chanting. And with his thousand eyes, all of his eyes were just weeping incessant tears. And with all his eyes, he was seeing the beauty of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he began to offer grateful obeisances to Gautama Muni for giving him so many eyes to see Lord Chaitanya and for crying in ecstasy. In this way, there was a wonderful, wonderful kirtan of all the devatas as they were celebrating the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon Jagayan Madhai. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gauda Chandra. These two personalities are supremely merciful. The essence of all avatars. They are giving the highest gift of Krishna Prema to everyone, and the process is simply joyful. Dancing, taking prasad, and chanting the holy names. Madhai, as the days went on, in great humility, humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, not requiring any respect for himself, he was constantly chanting the holy names. But his heart was inflicted with so much agony because he could not forget the thought that Nityananda Prabhu, his guru, his master, his savior, how he beat him in the head and blasphemed him so terribly, how he abused him and tried to kill him and caused pain. This thought, 24 hours a day, was causing pain to his heart, and he was weeping incessantly. And one day, in a secluded place, Lord Nityananda met him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was always in the mood of a small child, just frolicking here and there, inducing everyone to chant Krishna's names, Gauranga's names. So Madhai fell at his lotus feet and expressed how you are Balaram, and in the form of Balaram, Romaharshan Suta made an offense to you, and you killed him with a kusha grass. The Kurus in Hastinapur made an offense to you, and you were about to throw their whole city of Hastinapur in the Ganges. The Vida Gorilla committed an offense to you, and you smashed him in the head and made his skull crack and he died. Balvala, he committed an offense to you and you killed him. Denukasura committed an offense to you and you threw him in the trees and killed him. I committed a worse offense to you than all of them. I made you bleed. They did not make you bleed. And you gave me love of God. You forgave me. You made me a devotee. How abominable I am. How ungrateful I am that I caused such harm to you. Lord Nityananda Prabhu assured him that he was completely forgiven. Like a parent forgives a child for some minor offense. Nityananda Prabhu embraced him with great love. And through that embrace, Madhai felt his forgiveness to the core of his heart. He said, "What can I do to atone for the offenses of everyone else I sinned against?" Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You offer obeisances to whoever you offended and beg forgiveness." Madhai said, "I have offended so many people in my drunken state. I do not even know who they are. How will I get forgiven from that?" Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Madhai an instruction. He told him, everyone in Navadvip likes to bathe in the Ganges. With a spade in your hand, you perform a humble service to all and make a humble service to Mother Ganges herself and all of the devotees and all of the people by making a bathing ghat, which will be a comfortable and suitable place for everyone to take their bath in Mother Ganga. And whoever comes to that bathing ghat, you offer your prostrated obeisances, worship them, and beg forgiveness for any offense you may have ever caused upon them. And serve them. Serve them with your life, your soul, with everything you have, and make them pleased. And constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Madhai took that instruction as his life and soul. Throughout the day and throughout the night, he was seen with his own hands digging a ghat on the banks of the Ganges. And when people would come with tears in his eyes, tears of regret for his offenses, tears of love and compassion for the souls in everyone's bodies, he was bowing down and begging forgiveness and begging everyone, please engage me in your service. And in this way, practically everyone and anyone who came to the river Ganges and saw Madhai in this state, they began to weep with love for him. He became famous as a great brahmachari. And he became dearmost to everyone's heart. And it is said that some people who are very envious and demoniac, when he would bow down and beg forgiveness, sometimes they would throw stones at him. And in great humility, even if the stones were hitting him in the face or the head, he would very, very gently pick up those stones and hand them to the person and say, please throw it again and again. I deserve more. And through this process, Madhai melted the hearts of everyone. And everyone was bestowing their great blessings upon him. And in this way, by the power of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all the town of Navadvip was celebrating that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme most merciful. Look at what he has done. He has delivered Jagai and Madhai and given them Krishna Prema. In this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's desire was fulfilled to give the greatest treasure to those who were in the greatest poverty, to give forgiveness to the greatest sinners, and to magnify and amplify the glories of the mercy of the Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The spiritual master in our disciplic succession is to be the representative of Lord Nityananda in giving mercy to all. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, was such an illustrious manifestation of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. In order to reach down to the lowest, the most sinful, the biggest rascals, he suffered heart attacks. He suffered threats to his life. He suffered poverty, begging everyone. One of my godbrothers, who actually knew Srila Prabhupada in the earliest days in New York in 1965, he was telling how Srila Prabhupada would cook for these people. They were addicted to all sinful activities. They had no religion, no culture, nothing. They were degraded. Even the American society rejected some of these people. Srila Prabhupada would cook for them. He would preach for them. He He would teach them chanting. He would do everything for them. And he would wash all the pots. And he would wash the plates that they would eat from. And he would wash the room and the floor that they would all take their prasad from. And one of these guests, long hair, hippie, dirty clothes, never bathing, having girlfriends, taking drugs. This is the state of these people. And one of them, one day, he was, after weeks of coming to Prabhupada, he was thinking, Swamiji lives all alone, and he's giving us food, and he's cooking, and then we leave. Who cleans the pots? Who washes our plates? He's a 70-year-old man with ill health. He must be doing it. Whenever we come back to his little apartment, he was sharing that someone gave him, everything is perfectly clean. So after weeks, this person, he asked Srila Prabhupada, could I wash the pots? Could I start washing the pots and the plates of everyone? And Srila Prabhupada replied, I was waiting for someone to help me in this way. This is Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And yet Srila Prabhupada, like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, even after such great success, he never took any credit for himself. But he gave all credit to his spiritual master and Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra. In Atlanta, Georgia, one year, Srila Prabhupada installed beautiful deities of Gaur Nithai. And he explained in a lecture how Lord Nityananda's mercy is most supremely powerful. And every day while in Atlanta, Georgia, before Srimad Bhagavatam class, instead of singing Radha Madhava, he sang Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaura Chandra. And he would explain that the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme expression of divine compassion. They have come to give the treasure of Krishna Bhakti to everyone. And one day when he was looking at the deities of Gaur Nithai and singing Parama Karuna, he went into an ecstatic trance and was silent for a long time. And when he came out of his trance with tears in his eyes, he was speechless, thinking how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda was saving us. And he simply said, chant Hare Krishna. In war, it is a great strategy to attack the strongest point of the enemy. If you can attack and defeat the strongest point of the enemy, you will be victorious. Just like with these bombs, they don't point the bombs at some little village. They point the bomb at the most big city where the economy will collapse, or they will point the bombs at the most powerful military bases. The idea is to attack the strongest point of the enemy. In this age of Kali Yuga, Maya is the enemy. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw that Jagai and Madai are the strongest points of degradation. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he attacked Maya where it was manifesting the strongest with the great weapon of the holy name and the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he left Mayapur to go to Calcutta, and he ordered his disciples to go to all the major cities like Bombay and Madras and Delhi and all these places to open centers. And somebody once asked Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, why don't you come to Mayapur? Why you are living in a dirty, filthy, sinful city like Calcutta? And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati replied, because this is where there is the greatest need for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is where Maya has taken the strongest position. And then he sent disciples to the west. And when His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada saw that the materialistic, sinful ways of the Western world were so much crushing the culture and the spirituality of India, he understood that the power, the strength of Maya in her greatest fortress of the West was contaminating the whole world and destroying Dharma. And what is the most powerful country? America. And what is the most powerful, influential city? New York City. Srila Prabhupada had the power of Nityananda and the mercy of Nityananda in his heart. If we are going to deliver this world in Kali Yuga, we must strike at the very heart of Maya's power, in her strongest point. And if we can crush to powder these misconceptions through Krishna consciousness, when that news comes back to India, then everyone will understand the value of Lord Chaitanya's mercy and take to the chanting of the holy name.